That's our ring. Time for Long and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. General Manager Hartford has not only taken over the job of collecting the Jot'em Down store's long overdue accounts, but she also instituted a new plan of accepting produce or livestock in lieu of cash. And as a result, Abner has had to build, hastily, an enclosure back of the store to house the results of Miss Hartford's collection. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, sometimes when a busy day causes you to eat... Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store trying to find a way to get rid of their new general manager. Listen.
Don't talk so loud. She's right back there in the feed room.
Well, Mom, I've been studying on this all night, and the only way I could think of to get shut of Miss Hartford is... just to get a shotgun and fill it full of bacon rind and haul off and...
Shotgun?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot she'd liable to hear me.
Yeah.
I bound you she'd take you right out of here like a scared rabbit, though.
No, I don't believe that word. It ain't gentlemanly, for one thing. Shooting a shotgun full of bacon rind at a lady. Besides, I don't know where we could get the bacon.
Well, Lord me, we got 3 pigs right out there back of the store.
Yeah, but she collected them on store bills. That'd be worse than ever, using her own pig to far at her with. Adding insult to injury, you might say.
Well, let's see, where else could we get some bacon rind around here?
No, Abner, that idea's out. That wouldn't be nice. We've got to find some legal way to get shut of her.
Legal, huh?
Yeah, maybe find her a good job somewhere else or something. We don't want to do nothing to hurt her feelings.
Well, I'm afeard that would, Law.
Even though she is doing everything wrong, she does work hard. You've got to admit that.
Yeah, she works hard. And she works us hard, too. That's the part I'm objecting to, right?
Peabody!
Uh-oh. Yes, Mom?
I thought I told you to build some new pens for that livestock.
Yes, Mom?
That little enclosure you built yesterday isn't half big enough.
No, Mom. I'll get at it right away.
Good. I have to be gone for a few minutes. Business appointment. When I get back, I want to see something accomplished.
Yes, Mom. Take your time.
I'll be back in about... Oh, by the way, Edwards.
Yes, Miss Hartford.
Do we have to have that thing sitting there?
You mean Abner?
What's wrong with me?
I mean that thing over there.
Oh, that,
That big gallon bottle there lying on its side.
That,
Abner.
Yeah.
Looks terrible on that shelf. Most prominent thing in the store.
We tried it on the floor, but it never looked no better.
Well, that's the first thing you see when you come in here.
Yes,
well,
terrible. I know. That's why we picked that place out, so you could see it good.
You mean you put it there on purpose?
Why, sure. Oh, he'd break Grandpappy Spears' heart if we never. See, he gave that to me and Abner for Christmas one year.
An empty bottle.
Bless his heart. Yes, Mom, he worked a long time on that.
Oh, yes, he did. I believe he must have worked at least 3 years on it. I recollect that they brung it over here and helped us set it up there on a shelf,
don't
you?
Now, wait a minute. Why would anybody give you an empty bottle for Christmas?
Well, you don't get the idea, Miss Hartford. It weren't exactly the present. It was the spirit behind it.
Yeah, it was just because he worked so hard on it.
Worked so hard on what?
The boat.
The boat?
Yes, sure. Ma'am. You saw big bottles with boats in them. They have them setting up over fireplaces and all such things.
Oh, yes, I've seen them, but there's no boat in that bottle.
I know it, but don't never mention that in front of Grandpap.
Oh, no. Grandpap's awful sensitive about it.
See, he built a boat for it, but he never could figure out how to get it inside the bottle. He worked for 3 years trying to figure that out.
Yeah, we've got the boat around here summers, or did have. It was here for, I don't know how long. The youngins played with it around here.
Where?
Final give up. Decided he better not wait for another Christmas, so he just brung both the bottle and the boat over here.
Yeah, he's awful sweet.
Thought maybe we could figure out how to do it.
Yeah, thoughtful. Reckon how you do that. Do you know Miss Hartford?
No, I don't.
There must be some trick to it some way or other.
I don't know, but I believe you've got to start with the boat and build the bottle around it.
Yeah. Or maybe bust the bottle and take... No. I'll give you the same trouble. He can't have them oars on there.
I haven't got time to listen to this discussion any longer. Got to run across the street for a minute. Oh, I should have known better than to bring that up, Bob.
I reckon where she's going anyway, huh? What's this business appointment she's got, you reckon?
Oh, more than likely she's going out to do some more collecting.
Oh.
Bring in some more pigs and ducks and all such as
that. No, dog, as that reminds me, I better get out there and build them pens, too. I wish she'd give up that collecting idea and let us go bankrupted in peace around here.
Yeah, we got to put a stop to that some way.
Yeah, come on, Lum. Why don't you go out there and back and help me build them pens or enclosures or whatever she calls them.
I don't even know what an enclosure is.
I don't know. I'll put up something out there for her.
I'd love to, Abner, but I just ain't got time.
Ain't got time? What do you got to do?
Well, I got to clean out my desk.
Clean out your desk? Lom, you've been working on that thing 3 days hand-running.
I know, but that's a big job. Have to sort out all the stuff, go through everything.
Lom, you just sort out everything from one pile into another, Noel. You got that desk stacked up higher right now than it was the day you started cleaning it up.
Well, the reason it looks that way is because I've sort of loosened it up now. Now I can really roll up my sleeves and pitch in and go to work on it.
Now, Lum Edders, you know good and well you ain't never going to get that thing cleaned up. So you might just as well come on out and back here and help me.
Abner, you better hurry up or she's going to come back here and find you ain't started to work yet.
No.
She said that business appointment of hers wouldn't take but a few minutes.
Yeah, I'd still love to know what that appointment of hers is all about. Running across the street to somebody. Reckon who she's going to see?
I don't know.
You don't reckon she's seeing about another job, do you?
No, we ain't that lucky.
She might be getting a job over at Caleb Weehunt's blacksmith shop.
Now, what would she do over there?
She could shoe mules, that woman could. Doggone, I'm glad I ain't a mule.
I wouldn't take one of my mules down there.
I wouldn't take me down there.
If he ever kicked at her, she'd beat him to death.
Oh, well, I'll be alive. Yep, she'd stomp him, hit him right between the ears, knock him right to his knees. You know, Lum, if that woman had any sense at all, she'd get herself another job, you know it?
What makes you say that?
Well, according to her, we're going bankrupted here, ain't we? That don't sound like much of a job to me. Working for some outfit that's going busted, that's plumb silly.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
And all that collecting she's doing, that ain't doing no good. All she's bringing in here is pumpkins and chickens and hogs. No money at all.
Yeah, well, it just stands to reason that she ain't got no head for business.
No.
But what can you expect? She's a woman.
Yeah, yeah. And the worst part of it is not everything she brings in here is something that eats.
Looks like it, don't it?
If she's going to bring in pigs, I wish she wouldn't bring in such hungry ones. Seems to me like all I did is lug feet out there to them critters. I'm afeard to step in a pen. They'll take a leg off for you.
I can't see where we're no better off.
We're worse.
They're going to eat up more than the bills you collected amounted to.
They've done did it.
But it's like I say, what else can you expect from a woman? They just don't know nothing about business, looks like.
Well, Miss Hartford don't, or else she wouldn't want to keep working here, going broke like she claims we are.
Hey, Granny, Abner, wait a minute. I believe I'm getting an idea.
Huh?
Yes, sir. I think I know a way to get shut of her.
Well, I don't. Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
Well, let me tell you what it is.
I don't care what it is. I'm for it 100%.
Well, here's the whole thing. If we're going broke, like she says, we can't pay nobody in their wages, can we?
Why, of course not.
And if we can't pay wages to our help, they can't afford to work for us no more, can they?
I know, because I get it. That's it, Mom. Hooray for bankruptcy. Glad we're going through it. Hooray.
Yeah, when she comes back, I'm going to say, Miss Hartford, I've got something to tell you.
At that time.
We made you general manager and give you a 6 months guarantee, and we're going to stick to it. But there's just one trouble. We're bankrupted, so natural we can't pay you no wages.
That'll do it right there.
Then I'll say now.
You don't need to say no more. You've done said it. All right, Dogies, let me shake your hand, Mom. When it comes to genuine imitation brain thinking, you're a genius. A genius.
Well, I wouldn't go so first to say that.
Well, you are. I bet that little old brain of yours is just turning handsprings and flip-flops up there in that head of yours, working all the time.
Well, you know more about it than I do. You may be right. I don't know.
Well, what do you know about that? I know more than a genius does. Doggies, it's wonderful to be smart, ain't it?
It's going to be wonderful to have the store to ourselves again, bankrupted or any other way.
Oh, no. Feel good just to sit down again and take things easy.
I think I'll just call up Miss Emmeline right now and tell her I'm ready to take over my coaching job again. I'm going to study up some of the trickiest plays any football team in this country's ever sold.
Yeah, I'm going to call up Grandpappy Spears and tell him we can start our checker games up again now.
I was thinking of a play just the other night, Abner. A double Statue of Liberty.
Double?
Yeah, have two statues. One facing one direction.
Wait a minute. Here she comes along. Miss Hartford, get ready to tell her now.
Yeah, this is the minute I've been waiting
for.
Let me do all that.
Yeah, sure, you go ahead. Say it just like you said it to me.
Right now. Well, back already, Miss Hartford?
Yes. How are you coming with the pens, Peabody?
Oh, just fine and dandy, I reckon.
Say, Miss Hartford, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, fine, Edwards, but first I want to tell you the good news.
Good news?
Yes, I've just made a deal with Ezra Seastrunk to buy all the livestock we take in on collections. So we're back on a cash basis and out of the red.
Oh.
Now we can all start drawing our salaries. What do you think of that?
Fine.
And now, Edwards, what was it you wanted to tell me?
Nothing. Just nothing.
Well, the store may be back on a paying basis, but the old fellows still have to figure out a way to solve the problem uppermost in their minds. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.